Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to get the truth so we can gain some power. Truth and Power Corner, Melly Queen, Billa. Every Friday, we do it like this. Truth and Power Corner.
Yes, welcome to the Truth and Power Corner. How are you all doing today? How is everybody doing? I got my brothers coming in. It's one of my favorite times of the day. So, you want to join us tonight? Call in at 516-387-1549. And listen in to join the call.
The truth be all up on ya. It's spread just like Corona. Melly Queen is supreme truth and power corner. We spread the knowledge from Memphis, New York to California. We give the people what they need, truth and power corner. We give the people what they need, truth and power corner. Free the land by any means, truth and power corner. Melly Queen is supreme truth and power corner. Yo, this is real, it's not a dream, truth and power corner. Dropping black facts at this exact hour. Here to build a nation, call it black power. Raining knowledge down like a black shower. Standing tall for the people like a black tower. We take the system down and build our nation up. Ain't no replacing us, ain't no erasing us. We got the system shaking, cause they be facing us. We showing world love, cause they embracing us. We fight for independence, freedom is what's intended. See, we didn't start this war, but we about to end it. Our nation, we defend it. Yo, best believe we winning, cause we always speak the truth no matter who offended. Cause they been lying to us, and they mistreating us. Police be beating us. I think we've seen enough. Long as we stick together, then we will never fail. Come on, let's fight for freedom and build a better world. The truth be all up on ya. It spreads just like Corona. Melly Queen is supreme truth and power corner. We spread the knowledge from Memphis, New York to California. We give the people what they need, truth and power corner. We give the people what they need, truth and power corner. Free the land by any means, truth and power corner. Melly Queen is supreme truth and power corner. Yo, this is real, it's not a dream. Truth and power corner.
We are gonna always continue to fight because this is our protracted fight. Salute to all of our political prisoners, POWs, elder comrades, and exiles. We are not doing enough to get them home. They are still suffering and being tortured and murdered daily. What are y'all prepared to do? Salute to all of our grassroots black media platforms and our sisters and brothers who continue to bring us the knowledge and information to keep us connected. Thank you all for your hard work and service. Salute to Republic of New Africa, Madam President Sama, Madam Vice President Mama Ayo, and our officials, ministers, ministries, leaders, and citizens of our new African nation. We encourage each of you to check us out at our website at pg-rna.com. To find out more and how to support it, donate to the nation. Free the land.
Free the land. Free the land. Ashe, welcome. Welcome.
Welcome.
How are you all doing tonight, New Africans? How are y'all doing? Come on into the digital den. Come on in. Let's get comfortable today. We are here. We are here. How y'all doing tonight? Please do not forget Operation Clean Water for Jackson, Mississippi. We have been collecting supplies for October the 24th. We'll be taking a truck down to deliver these supplies to Jackson. Operation Clean Water Jackson. If you want to donate monetarily, reach out and donate on Cash App at $PGRNA, all caps. Please put Jackson Water in the description. We have Memphis drop-off points. We just left our last one at the Black Seeds Farm. We have two more locations that we are dropping. We have two more dates at 2216 Dunn Avenue by Kellogg's in Memphis, Tennessee on Tuesday, October the 18th, 2022, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And on Thursday, October the 20th, 2022, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. They need supplies such as NSF53 filters, water testing kits, 5-gallon refillable water containers, large 20 to 50 gallon refillable water containers with sprouts, disinfectant cleaner, body wipes, toilet paper, paper towels, hand sanitizer, feminine hygiene products, generators, go bags, food supply kits, and pallet jacks. We will be delivering October the 24th, 2022. For further inquiries, please text 901-570-9080 or 901-480-6540. Welcome to the Truth and Power Corner today. Our air date is October the 14th, 2022. This is just an open mic night. We're just going to be discussing things that are affecting new Africans in America and abroad. So I'm going to open up the line. We're going to start with area code 523. Come on in, introduce yourself, and let's get this conversation started. How you doing today? Who do we have? Hello? Peace and power. Can you hear me, comrade? Hello? Peace and power. If you can hear me, comrade, you can come on in. Like I said, we're going to just be discussing some topics that are affecting new Africans today. Are you muted, comrade? Because I can't hear you. Free to land. All right. I'm not sure what's going on, comrade. Is your phone muted? You ready to come on in? Come on in, just come on in. Like I said, tonight is going to be a short show because we're just going to be talking tonight because a lot of things that are affecting our family. We need to talk about it. Also, save the date. March 31st through April the 2nd, 2023 is New African Nations Day in Charleston, South Carolina. Please do not forget to come join and celebrate with us. It's our 55th New African Nation Day. We'll have a grand celebration and birthday celebration for the new African nation. Like I said, come on out and support. We'll have our Eventbrite page up soon. T-shirts for sale and everything. So just reach out if you have any questions, how to, register for the event and everything. So like I said, save the date, March 31st through April the 2nd. You are tuned in to the New African Broadcast Association, NABA. We have our Facebook page up. We have a Clubhouse page up. We're going to start discussions in our Clubhouse soon. Once every week, we're going to be coming together. Whoever has Clubhouse, reach out and we'll invite you to the group. We're going to talk, New African, talk about what's going on with us. Keep each other informed and abreast of what's going on. If you would like to donate to the NABA, building of NABA, please reach out at $NABA RADIO, all caps NABA and lowercase radio, $NABA Radio. Reach out and support. Like I said, once we get everything started, we'll be able to come on in and do what we need to do. Yes, so like I said, we got We got a lot of things coming up soon. Today, I mean, we have our November face-to-face in Jackson, Mississippi. That's November, the weekend of November the 18th, 19th, and 20th. We're going to be meeting in the nation's capital. If you want to meet, you know, some of the officials and judges, your chosen leaders, come on out and, you know, meet with us. We'll be having our November face-to-face in Jackson, Mississippi, November the 18th, 19th, and 20th. Like I said, today is going to be a very short show, so if we don't have any callers to call in, we're gonna probably shut it down in probably the next 10 or 15 minutes. We're just here waiting, and like I said, we're going to talk about what's going on with our new African nation. I was on Clubhouse earlier today, and you know we you know the Clubhouse says in Virginia, you know, they got an article in Virginia. We have a Democratic official who wants to pass a bill where it will be a felony if the parents do not acknowledge or affirm that their children are LGBTQ or gay. If the child is, say, 10, 11, 12, you know, if they say they're gay and if the parent doesn't acknowledge that in any way, they are going to make that a felony because they're going to call it child abuse and they're going to make it a felony, come in and take the child out of the house. So I want to know, what, you know, what are y'all thoughts on that? Because once they start passing bills in one state, you know, it just trickles down to the rest of them. So call me in at 516-387-1549 and let's have this discussion and what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So I want to know what y'all thoughts are on this because they are constantly pushing their agenda on our children. They have this book out, the Gay BCs. They even have a book that's on the seventh grade shelf as we speak. And the name of that book is This is Gay. And it has explicit conversation on gay sex and different things like that. And it's on the seventh grade shelf. As a matter of fact, it's a part of their reading curriculum. I want to know, what are your thoughts on it? So, like I said, call in at 516-387-1549. All right, like I said, we want to have a discussion. So call in at 516-387-1549. Like I said, don't forget Operation Clean Water Jackson, Mississippi. We will be taking a truck up October the 24th, 2022. We have two drop-off locations left at 2219 Dunn Avenue next to Kellogg's. We'll be there Tuesday, October the 18th, 2022, from 5 to 8 p.m. And October the 20th, 2022, and Thursday, we'll be there from 5 to 8 p.m. I will read off a list of supplies in a few minutes. Like I said,
I'm here for Tiva.
All right. Come on in, comrade. What's up with you? How you doing today?
I'm all right.
That's
I'm
good.
Okay.
That's
what's
good.
Going on?
Oh, man. Like I said, ain't nothing much going on. We just came from the, you know, the drop-off location over at this farm. and it's right around the corner from my house. And I mean, he has a beautiful farm. And that man, you know, he giving out free produce. You know what I'm saying? We have to keep connected with people like that, and they teach how to grow and different things, man. We're going to start going around there so we can learn how to, you know, get our stuff started off. You know what I'm saying? I was just, like I said, today we just going to talk about what's going on with our new Africans around a murder and abroad. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we were talking earlier about that bill that they trying to pass. And I'm just tripping because I'm like, these folks are the sickest. They just full of shit, you know what I'm saying? And you don't want to get involved in their politics, but their politics and their laws and their rules that they make affect our people because we have not structured ourselves where we can defend it, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we were talking about earlier about that bill, they, you know, trying to, you know, make it a felony now. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, me for one, you know, I don't personally buy into the American scheme of things because it ain't going to be going to keep getting worse when it comes down to their politics. Their politics ain't never be the politics that new Africans should practice or expect. Like last night I had talked about how integration had hurt the black community. But this is part of their process. This is part of their manifestation of how black people was integrated into American or white America's ideas and values. You know, so that shouldn't be much of a shock. We know these people have a history of homosexuality. We can go all the way back until so far back into their culture about practicing homosexuality. They just wanted to come all the way out with it. And then when you look at it, you got to understand, when you're looking at American politics, with Obama's campaign, who helped him get in office? The LGBT community. When they helped him get in office, they put money behind it. And when they got him in office, they said, these are the plans that we want when you get into office. When he got into office, they got their great gay rights. So once they got this gay rights thing up and running, it means all the so-called civil rights or I don't want to say human rights because ain't shit human about this shit, but I'm going to say all these little civil rights that go on in America, gay America is a part of it now. It means they want a family, they can have it. They want to marry, they can have it. They want to be openly and not discriminated against, or they take your ass to court, they going to have it. And now they pushing the policy about some gender identity thing. They're gonna keep pushing that. You ain't seen the beginning of it. They just getting started. So it shouldn't be a shock. I ain't out there to see some of the madness that's going on. I've been gone 20-some years. I only hear about some of the things that go on, which is, you know, like kind of surprising when it's the children that they're doing this to. But it ain't to not be expected. Because any kind of way you can have two homosexual people, males or females, decide they're going to have a child in their house, that child is going to grow up with a disturbed way of understanding the role of man and woman. I don't care how y'all look at it. It's not going to be a balance in that child's mindset. Two men growing up in the house and the child got to call one of them mom or both of my dads. You know, when that child get old enough to understand how procreation is, they're going to find out that, hold on, dad and dad doing it, and they can't procreate like that. So how did I come in this picture? Oh, that's a process of confusion. I don't try to get too caught up in America's confusion because, for one, I'm part of another government. And that government may not have manifested itself in reality and in its fullness, but that don't mean I won't practice. You know, I'm going to watch America's ship go down. Hopefully I don't be on this ship when it go down. But it doesn't, you know, and I understand how most of us were still out there will say that we still affected by it until we're able to make this our revolutionary reality. I can
exactly,
understand.
Comrade. Exactly.
I can understand.
Because they coming in and taking these children out of their homes.
Huh? Say it again.
I say exactly, because they coming in and snatching our babies out of our household. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they even, like, if you choose to not vaccinate your child, they'll come in to take your baby, give them to a foster family, and let them vaccinate your child and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said we got to build our nation up so that we can protect our people from their bullshit. Now, go ahead.
Right. Well, what happened when they first came and started saying, if you hit your child, we going to come take the child out your house? That was back in the what? Early 2000s?
Yep. Probably 90s and 80s, because, like I said, if we would all say no and stand on it, they can't take all of us to jail.
Well,
I don't care what nobody say.
My point I'm not saying any didn't get affected by it, but I don't know any that really got affected by it. When they started saying, if you hit the child, if you dissing your child, this and that. What they did is they created a cesspool of disobedient children, because, see, their children is disobedient. You see how crazy them little cracker babies be. They don't kill everybody. Soon as they can't get a hug from their mama and a Sega Genesis from their dad or whatever the newest game they get, they can't get it. They go and kill everybody. Or they get bullied in school, and they go make a bomb and blow up through half the building. So their value system didn't work for them. And yet, yeah, they making laws for black people. And the thing about it is, you got some black folks sitting up in the office, it's helping them make laws. They ain't pulling back from it. We got to start planning a future of our own, and we got to start acting in sync with this future that we are discussing. One of our own. And it ain't hard for us to get some folks out of our business. It really ain't. We got pretty much four black communities out there. But you still got a white cop driving through there. A white cop drives through there because guess what? Black people in those communities, they don't go to their city halls or town councils or whatnot and say, when the police show up out here, we need black officers showing up. We don't need white officers showing up who don't care about black people. Y'all got black officers on the force. I ain't saying black officers are any good. I'm just, it's a start. I think it's a start towards the right direction.
Or don't have policing where they don't live. Don't have them policing our neighborhood. They don't even live here. They don't police their own neighborhood.
Comrade, look, they just called us to go eat dinner. I got Brother Key Wayne X right here. Ask him that question, and I'll be right on back. I got to get my food. I ain't ate since early this morning. I got to get stuff off all
day. That's cool. Go ahead, and then come on back, because I'm going to be closing down in a minute. You know, we got a PCC meeting, so just come on back in, and you know, we still here. We can, you know, come on in. So tell Brother Key Wayne, come on in.
How you doing, Sister Freedom Land? You want me to hold it on and come back?
Freedom Land, Brother King Wayne, how you doing today?
I'm all right. I'm all right.
I'm doing good. Okay. Yeah, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, did you hear what we were talking about?
I just came in.
Okay, you know, they got this Virginia Democratic official. I don't know if she's a senator. I think she's a senator, right? She's trying to pass this bill where they're going to make it a felony if the parent does not acknowledge or affirm that their child is gay or LGBTQ, right? The child can be 10, 11, 12, 13. If they say they're gay, and the parent doesn't agree with that and doesn't acknowledge that, they're going to make it a felony and come take the child out the household. So what are your thoughts on this? Because you know who it's going to affect. Because you know most of their households, they accept that bullshit. So who do you think is going to fix? So what are your thoughts on this?
Well, you know, ain't no police coming to take my child out the house regardless of if I don't identify, but they identify yet at a younger age like that. Because, you know, I'm not saying that certain people are in denial. That, well, they may be in denial, but you can't dictate how I answer for my child in his youthful stage because that child is still developing, growing. You know what I'm saying? And
exactly.
It all depends because, look, I got a cousin, and she got a gay son. And I didn't meet my cousin for the first time until 2014 when I first came home from prison. And when I seen him, when I walked in the house at my cousin's house, I was like, whoa. So I pulled my cousin to the side like, look, did you know that your cousin, I mean, that your son is gay? I'm just telling you, I've been in prison. I've seen these attributes of men when they act like that. I'm sorry to tell you, but your son got some sugar in his tank. No disrespect to nobody, but she said, we all knew that. You just not finding out. And I don't understand. You know, he knew when he was young, that's what that was. But the school had, my point is, some may even know or accept that, but the school doesn't have the right to, you know, that's forcing their, they forcing their beliefs on children. You know what I'm saying? They forcing their beliefs on the household to dictate whether that child may be gay or not. That's 100% wrong. That's wow. Like, wow. My mama would have acted a fool and dared them to come to her house.
Exactly. And guess what? If they pass that bullshit in Tennessee, I'm going to act a fool because they got me messed up. How you going to come to my household where I pay bills? This is my child that came out of my cock, and you going to tell me how to raise.
Yeah, that's harsh right there. That's harsh. Even though some parents may know that their child is funny. They may know, hey, look, this is what my cousin knew. But understand this. This is also what I also learned about my cousin. Daddy wasn't around. You feel what I'm saying? Single mother household.
Exactly.
I don't know if that's harsh there because that can be a phase. That cannot be what that is. That can be a fad. That can be my friends doing it. I think it's okay because I've seen people, you know, the way we grew up, it was either you was or you wasn't. You didn't play like that in the house. The black, you didn't do those type of things. You know what
I'm
saying?
Thank you.
We didn't do those. My mother paid the
bills. Not in my mom's house.
My mother was so strict. My mother wouldn't let me, you know. My mother was like, I don't care, you know, teenager or not. You ain't finna be having no girls up in my house when I ain't here. This is not that. You don't make babies here.
Hello? I'm telling you what happened to me. Let me tell you what happened to me one time, bro, Kiwine. I went to school. I'm in the 10th grade now, right? So
right.
I go to school, they laughing at me, they tripping, I go in class. Ooh, we tried to call you last night at 10 o'clock, and your mama went off on us and said, we better not call you before 8. I said, well, now you know, because that's her household.
Yeah.
I'm not embarrassed about that. That's how my mama was.
Like, I grew up under those type of rules and regulations. Like, you know, you didn't just come home and just run outside and play. You did your chores. You did your homework.
Exactly.
I believe that takes the structure out of the household. That kind of takes the structure out of the household because you're not letting a parent. You're putting stipulations on how a parent.
You see, that's why they took y'all out the household because y'all were our protection. You see what I'm saying? So when they took y'all out the household and locking y'all up on these bogus-ass charges and bullshit, They took y'all away from protecting us. So then what we out here with? You see what I'm saying? We on welfare, so they're going to make these rules for you to get this welfare. You got to be on, you know, if you ain't stable enough, you got to be on Section 8. There go some more rules. You see what I'm saying? So you right.
Yeah, that's, and you know, right now we see more of homosexuality in the black community in 2000, in the last 10 years, 15 years, 10 years, than we have ever seen in generations. Because my older aunties and uncles and that, they didn't know when I got older, my grandparents was kind of soft when I got older. Oh, when they was younger? Oh, no, you was going to have structure in that house. No, you weren't going to play. But, you know, like now, they've been took the prayer out of school. So now, you know, you take anything that is essential to keep good behavior intact. Like, now a parent can't even whoop their child. Like, where that happened at? Where that happened at that you can't whoop your child for doing something wrong? I'm grateful that my mother kicked my butt. I still got in trouble, but I'm grateful for that discipline and that structure. You can't tell a person how to parent their child because every household is not the same. Every goal that a parent has for their child is different.
Exactly.
That's hard.
Exactly. They some sick bastards. And then when you go and look this trick up, you know, this senator, right? She got a lot of bills that she passed about sex trafficking and different things like that, right? So now you talking about coming taking the children out of the household. Most of the sex trafficking and shit happens in CPS. You know that, right? You do your investigation. These tricks are the ones selling our children to these people, taking our children out of our household, giving them to pedophiles and rapists and even murderers. Because I even know these two little boys, I think they were 2 and 3, right? They took them from their mama, gave them to this white bitch, and it was a black man, right? This couple. They already had 3 or 4 children of their own. Don't you know these tricks killed them babies in Florida?
Yeah, I can. We seen the semi episode of that on Hidden Colors, talking about
exactly.
That. They take our children out of them, how they so quick to put them in foster homes and child protective service, and then, you know, white people come adopt the children. Who cares about the poor black kid? Next thing you know, this kid is missing. Been missing for years. Don't nobody know where they at. Oh, they ran away. You know,
exactly.
And making them look like they ran away as, you know, 10, 11 years old, and they really selling them. Yeah, you know, in the black community, like, you may have had a guy here and there trying to mess with a younger female going up to the high school every now and then. But when we grew up in the hood, we didn't condone that.
Man, we kicked their ass. We kicked their ass. One time this nigga gonna tell me one time, we sitting there, right, we getting high. This little girl walk in, she was dressed inappropriate, true enough, but she was a baby. You could tell she was a baby. She gonna holler out, damn, she fine. Man, hit that nigga right in his mouth.
He
gonna look at me like something wrong with me. I said, bitch, don't play with me. Don't play like that around me. Bitch, that's pedophile. Get the fuck away from around me. I don't play that type of stuff. Yes, and we got to go back to protecting our children like that because, my uncles, like I said, my uncles protected the children on the block. You feel me? We got to get back to that. How do you think we going to get back to that? Because just like now, me and my daughter, we live out here in North Memphis, out here in Fraser, like area, you know, downtown Memphis, right? We walk to the store. I try my best not to go to the store at night because I know if something happens, I'm going to have to take care of business because if there's men around, I know these tricks ain't going to do nothing. I even saw a video This Chinese nigga in a store one time find this black woman, all these black men standing around. How the fuck y'all gonna stand around and let their house? Go ahead.
I said in Juma today, he said that it was a Chinese guy fighting a black woman in the store and all the black brothers just stood around and watched.
What?
You know, I was thinking about that in Juma, how the man has to go back to being the protector, the provider, and the maintainer of the family.
Exactly.
And that comes from having the knowledge of yourself. If you don't know who you are, you don't know the value of your woman. And that woman is no value. You know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that 75% of his teachings is for the black woman and 25% is for the man. However, it's incumbent for the man to rise up so you can lead and guide your woman correctly. Because through her womb,
exactly,
you're going to produce civilization.
Exactly. And you have to protect her because, just like I said, and it's no disrespect to the man when I say this, but our black women need to stand the freak fuck up and take back control of their households, because who makes the household run? Yes, daddy gonna have bring the money in, this, that, and up. Mama got to cook the food. She got to make sure your ass getting washed. Make sure you get to school. Make sure your hair fixed. Make sure daddy's straight. Make sure he got his breakfast lunch down. Make sure he sex right. Make sure who run the household.
And I had just said that. You know, the family unit has to run like a military unit, and the man, the father is the captain, and the mother is a lieutenant, and the captain's duty is to give strategic guidance and orders to the lieutenant, and the lieutenant is to teach the private soldiers and train them. So the man teach the woman, and that woman teach the guy to train the women up in that household.
Exactly. And we got to get back to that.
Regardless of the man drop off the money, that woman maintain that house and keep that house running. Like you said, she made sure that food cooked and clothes clean. She made sure the kids doing what they supposed to do and everything. Even if a lot of times, even if she working.
Exactly.
And then
she got to make sure she all right on top of it.
My Uncle Mike, my Auntie Tanya, you know, she married her husband Mike, Uncle Mike. And my Uncle Mike was not conscious of, I never seen him of black consciousness, but he told my auntie, I don't want you to work, just raise my children, and I'm going to bring home the money, raise my children right. And I got to say, before my auntie caught cancer, passed away, she ran that house, boy, with no joke. She was nice and beautiful, but listen, don't mess up her house, be clean, when the kids come in, do your homework. She ain't play about that. She made sure his dinner was on the table. She made sure that house was running correctly. Don't you bring two of your friends over here. When I say playtime is over, it's over. When I say serious time, it's serious time.
Exactly. And made sure everything is straight so with daddy get there, he don't have to do nothing but relax and do his part.
If my cousin was out of line and that daddy had to get on him, yep, he going to lay the law down. Your mama said you talk back. You know what time it is. They weren't talking back too much.
Look, what was that favorite saying? Your mama always used to tell you, wait till I tell your dad. Wait till your dad to get home.
Yeah, my mama had a favorite line too, because though Pops wasn't there that much, but she used to say, if we on the phone and they got to call her at work, wait till I get home.
My thing is, don't even call and interrupt that crazy motherfucker at her job.
That part.
Because if my mama has to come from her job and come up to that school, my ass is grass. So I'm like, look, man, just give me suspension. I take in school suspension. You want me to screw the walls? Don't call that damn woman.
That part. But I concur with you 100% that the black men, we have to start taking charge of our posts and our responsibilities. We have to. Because if we fail to do that, it affects, you know, it affects the children. It affects the daughters and the sons. It affects the children because the sons will grow up not knowing how to be a man. And the daughters will grow up not knowing what it's like to be attracted to a real man. And in both of those experiences, you're going to have a chaotic expression.
Exactly, because you're going to be looking for love in all the wrong places. And then he going to fall in love with that first trick that he finds, and she going to dog him out, and then he going to be dogging out women for the rest of his life. You see what I'm saying? This vicious cycle just continues. My thing is, like I keep telling people, we have to, even if you have to send your children into their indoctrination centers, you need to have your ass up there as much as possible. You need to be teaching them at home as well, because they are indoctrinating our children to be their workers and slaves, like I always say. So what are your thoughts on homeschooling and different things like that? Because we have plenty of black schools around this country. And the thing is, we don't get the funding because we're not going to do their curriculum, so we ain't going to get no government money. So you going to tell me that black people can't fund black schools as much money as y'all get at Gucci, Prada, and shit? Much money as y'all spend on Georgia, y'all can't fund a black school to teach your children right? What are your thoughts on that, bro?
I think it comes back to the parents as well, because at first they got to start in the home. A lot of times we can't expect the school system to do for us what we can do for ourselves. You know, my mother, God bless her, she tried to take us to church, but that wasn't adequate. That was not adequate. And I was just telling my daughter, but today, this morning, I told my daughter that when I come home this time, I am invested into my grandchildren's education, because I was in prison and I wasn't able to invest in their education. So with the knowledge that I have now, I am going to invest in their education, far as the school that I'm going to send them to and everything. You know, I was telling her, like, one of the Nation of Islam schools, Muhammad University in Detroit, how much it costs to send them to school. And she said, well, Pops, that's a lot of money. I say, it's not a lot of money when you compare it to the European private schools. It's really super cheap.
Thank you.
I said, I haven't been taught to invest in our education. So we look at that as, well, that's a lot of money. They still get an education. But they are getting inadequate education, because I told my daughter, this way you and your brother in the predicament that y'all in right now because of inadequate education, as well as myself and your mother. Hey, mother.
Thank you, because what is the investment when you send them to their indoctrination center? They're going to ruin them for the rest of their life. So why not invest while they're young and make sure that they're productive so that they can produce for themselves and their nation? You feel what I'm saying? So I totally agree.
Right.
So that's where you are. That's where you from, Brother Key Wayne, Detroit?
Yes, yes, ma'am. And I believe that, you know, the children in the school should be separated, the boys and the girls, so they both, so the boys can learn about their selves and how to be a man and how to control their selves, as well as women can do the same thing. Now, when they get like in 11th, 12th grade, you can integrate the classes. But I think for a while, boys should be in boys' classes, because when boys in classes with girls, they could testify, take off too early. They're not focused on learning. They focus on showing off for the girls.
Exactly. Too many distractions. I don't see anything wrong with it, because my thing is this. We got to have a rite of passage for boys. We got to have a rite of passage for girls, because they have different roles and different things that they got to learn. Yes, we can bring them together every day, so that they can learn how to financially cooperate and how to cooperate and share together. You feel me? Like in lunchtime and different things like that, and make circles where they can come together and learn how to work together. You feel me? But I don't see nothing wrong with separating, because they on different paths. You feel me?
Right.
And that's one of the things. That's one of the reasons why they so screwed up and confused, because they focused on something that they don't even need, that you ain't even focused on what you need to be focused on.
When I remember back all my time through elementary and middle school, all the fights I got into, it was because the guys showing off over girls. That's the majority of the fights. When I was in a boys' home, I was in an all-boys class when I was in the juvenile home locked up. And what I realized, that we in juvenile home, ain't nobody fighting. Everybody getting good grades in a juvenile home, because we all focused on our studies, but we don't have no distractions.
Yeah.
But the minute I got out, I went to high school, my first week in high school, I'm fighting about a girl because somebody want to crack jokes, you know, to show up in front of the, you feel what I'm saying? So, no,
exactly.
Kids don't know, they need to learn how to deal with their egos. And I think that separation in that class will help that, especially with young black men and black girls.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. I don't see nothing wrong with that. I totally agree. Cause I was, and then I was looking at how they are jacking up the prices on all this, you know, grocery and different things. We went to this farm today, and that brother was growing everything. He gave us greens, peppers, tomatoes, different things like that. And I don't understand why people don't see that we need to start, you know, get back. Cause like when my grandma was here, she had onions growing in a window, tomatoes growing in the backyard. Always had something growing. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and I don't. We got it. We that's another thing we got to get back to it. What are your thoughts on this?
You know, when I came home from prison, when I first came home in 2003, my daughter was 10 years old. And at 10, 11 years old, my daughter was built like a grown woman. You know why? Because her mama fed her McDonald's a lot, fast food. She wasn't eating healthy. She became a diabetic young. And it was already in her genes. That food counts for a lot, too, because it's so unhealthy. It makes girls and boys go through puberty faster than they should. And it caused health problems. So the inflation of the food, you know, that's already pre-planned. That was already ordained by white supremacy, by the system that we living in. Because you got money, millions and billions of dollars for jails and whatnot, but you don't have enough food to feed people. The same land you use for jails, you can use to produce food. Healthy food, affordable food. And as the brother Tiba always say, a lot of us already be locked up. 99% of the time of people being locked up is for economic crime. You give the people a job. You give the people a place of value. And I guarantee you lower the crime rate. You lower the crime rate, you're going to lower the inflation. Because there wouldn't be no need for all these jails. There would be no need for all these police and all this artillery.
I agree with you on that because, like I keep saying, we gotta make our communities where our communities are being productive for us. Because everywhere we got grass or dirt, it should be something growing out of it. It shouldn't be people hungry in America in 2022. We shouldn't have homeless people and different things like this. And I'm looking at these people, just like Byron out. He made history the other day because he spent $100 million on the house. The first black African American, as they say, because it's a goddamn oxymoron. Ain't no damn word. Where is African America? But that, I digress. But he's the first African American to spend that much money on real estate. So you got a nigga that's got $100 million, but we got black people that are homeless, hungry.
Well,
I don't understand.
You got a lot of people that made them hundreds of million dollars off the exploitation of our people. That's how a lot of them made the money that they make. Whether they want to admit it or not. But you got
right.
People that work for these companies and don't get paid the value that they work for. So don't even
understand that if they work for themselves and work for their people, they will make more money.
But the people don't know how to work for themselves because the people ain't trained or taught to work for self. The people are trained and taught to work for the machine.
It all boils back down to the question of, well, it ain't a question that we have to just look at the educational system, the school system in America has failed the black community totally. And there's nowhere in the world we supposed to be sending our children into these secret schools because they keep failing our children. It's not built for our children to pass. You know, it's one or two that make the good grades or whatever. You ain't getting them made a better slave. That's all you did. All right? As far as the crime rates and the homelessness in America is concerned, they need that. That's big business. That's big business. When you got people that have been lost everything that they possess out there, that's simply the middle class and fell all the way down into the lumpkin proletarian class, the poorest of the poor. All right? And in the prison system, it's already designed for us, and I'm talking about black people, it's designed for us to fall into these prison systems. It's designed for, this is the next form of chattel slavery. If they want to put us back out there in the fields and picking cotton while they hold rifles and shotguns, sitting in the car drinking lemonade at the same time watching us, and we better not run or they're going to shoot. They can do that right now. They actually set up right now where they can actually put our ass out there in the field. And guess what? Motherfuckers ain't gonna buck this shit. But they're going to make sure that the ones that they go to the field are going to be the ones that what they call incentive type of people. They go to the field and work. Y'all going, you already got a sentence. You got 10-year sentence, 15-year sentence. You ain't getting half of it knocked off. You only getting a certain amount of days. But if they tell you we're going to knock off half your sentence, so instead of you doing 85% of your time on the 15, you'll be home within 7.5. But you're going to work this field. Well, what dude ain't going to get out there and try to work that damn field? Most of them going to work that field because they don't want to be up in the prison. When they come back into that cell, they're going to realize, that, hold on, I'd rather be out in that field cutting these days in half than to be looking at these dudes all day long, miserable. Miserable. That's what they're going to do. So the prison is already set up to even put you back into child slavery. All right?
Talking about the inflation.
Oh, the inflation. What? Okay. Dude just bought this house. Yeah. Dude just bought this expensive-ass house. But if the value of the dollar is been dropped tremendously, so basically all he did was just go and buy a house that probably wasn't no more worth than $500,000. But they charged the price on it up to how much? $100 million to buy this house. And so he's glorified as the first black man to buy that. The value of the dollar ain't shit. So all they did is kept printing off some fake-ass money and make it seem like this. If the value of the dollar ain't that high, trust me, the value of that house ain't high either. It's all, I mean, it just makes, hey, this is how they going to play their game with us.
The house also was probably the equity of the house or whatever. Where is that equity?
You got to talk around the money.
The house, it also, I know this about real estate, it depends where the house at, which makes the house have a sense of value of where is that, where the property at and what's surrounding it. But, yeah, value of the dollar has
dropped. Look, it's in Malibu. It's in Malibu on the beach.
Yeah, well, I mean, and first and foremost, you got to understand, it's expensive. It was expensive 25 years ago. When they started putting one black face over in Malibu, value of Malibu dropped. Malibu was an all-white community, gated white community.
I know what it is.
In California, right? You didn't catch blacks over there. Take your ass over there in the early 90s, in the 80s, and see what happened. All right? Bring it all the way up when the blacks start coming over there to Malibu, and the little white babies start wanting the hip-hop and shit.
Yeah.
The value of that motherfucker dropped. Huh. All of Malibu. It wasn't just the house. It was the whole community dropped. And white folks, the rich white folks over there, start getting the fuck away from there. Like, we don't want to be next door to these folks. But we know what they up to. Malibu went downhill. You see it all the time. I'm right there in Memphis. Shit. Back in the 80s, Whitehaven was white people's territory. Back in the 80s, Raleigh was white people's territory.
Exactly. Frazier, because look, right now, they dropped $200 million so that they can look, take this out, Conrad. They had dropped $200 million so that they can revamp Frazier. So what they're trying to do, bring them white folks back.
Yeah. Anytime they want, listen, anytime the blacks are able to afford the housing in their area or started, They know that once one comes, all of us coming. So let's get on away from here, because white folks don't want to live next to your ass. It's like we constantly begging to be next to these motherfuckers. And in our eyes, since white folks ain't popping pills all night long and everybody ain't jumping on the floor trying to, because a stray bullet flew up through the house, we think it's safer to go live next door to white folks. So our black ass get some money and try to go stay over in the white folks' neighborhood. And they don't want you there. You'll be better off growing up back in the early 1900s and 50s, 40s and 50s, because guess what? They'll go burn a cross in your motherfucking yard and let you know, look, man, we don't want you over here. You wake up in the middle of the night and burning cross in your yard, you're like, oh, okay, yeah, it's time for us to go. We ready to stand and fight. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, they don't burn the cross in your yard. They just try to get on away from your ass or send enough police up in that motherfucker. Wait to see if you fucking up some kind of way. Why you get over here? How you get kind of money to live over here by us anyway? You know?
Thank you. They're going to harass you every day and run you out, or they're going to get against you because, guess what? It's still just all white towns. I noticed that. I said, now, check this out. These motherfuckers still got all white suburbs and shit, but they don't even let black folks come in there. And y'all want them next to us. I don't want them next to us. Because like I walk down the street, if I walk down Chelsea, you know what Chelsea is. I ain't supposed to see no white motherfucker walking freely and unbothered. And he just feels so safe in my neighborhood like that.
Are white folks walking up and down Chelsea now? You know, I'm from Douglas in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen white folks walking up and down. Unless them motherfuckers smoke crack.
Yes, but there's walking down the street. He walking down the street freely.
Well, Hollywood is long. It all depends on what part of Hollywood you're. Hollywood is a long ass street. Long. Chelsea is too.
I'm talking about down here at Chelsea and Second. Down here by Filth and Danny Thomas.
I know what you're talking about. Come around. I'm talking about Detroit. He from Detroit. He done been through Memphis. He say he know where Hollywood is. I said, we can't just say you know where Hollywood is. Hollywood is long as a motherfucker. You might have been on the part of Hollywood, not the heart of Hollywood, not the hood of Hollywood. I ain't saying he's dabbing. I'm just saying that it's just that long.
Right.
But you know, my dad and them, they house on Hollywood, and my mom and them is in Douglas on Post Street. You know. But anyway, the thing is that we got to get back to in our neighborhoods. We got to take our time and dissect what we could be doing in our neighborhood with our money, how we could put down some of the smoke and some of the flames in the black community. If we get these jobs or get these opportunities to go out and lead the black community so we can feel safe with our children and whatnot, what are we contributing to those black communities that we love? We got to have some kind of thing set up where we can put something back to those men.
Exactly.
I'm trying to figure out why, in my time, I didn't know about those town hall meetings out there in Douglas at the Douglas Community Center at night. I thought it was just a bunch of old folks in there snitching about us selling dope on the corner and shit. That's to be honest.
Exactly.
But if
they're
discussing the plans on how they're going to remodel parts of Douglas and benefit for the people of Douglas, then I would have been there. As a youngster, I would have been there just to hear what people were talking about. Because I always felt like, man, dope in the hood, I can contribute something to put some of the money back into the hood. I mean, I ain't saying that, hey, selling dope was good or anything. I'm just saying that I knew what I was doing as a youngster. And I had some kind of idea in my head that, man, I want my neighborhood to be a little more better. I didn't think that selling was killing my neighborhood. I thought more so it was all the shooting and the police and shit out there, you know. But that's just my lack of understanding about things. But I felt like, shit, if I could make some money, I could probably buy some property in the neighborhood, and I could probably put a place of business out there that will help out.
That benefit the people, exactly. And it's sad because I'm just now finding out that I should be attending these school board meetings and these city hall meetings because that's where they got this funding. That's where they distributing this money. That's what we need to be trying to figure out how they getting it because these motherfuckers ain't doing nothing getting off.
Listen, comrade, it's not about the money in there. It's about that since that's where the people are and making their complaints. That's where we go in with pen and paper and assess the complaints of the people and make the call clear about what our people should be doing. It ain't about us how we go get some money because getting money ain't going to stop the problem of going on in the neighborhood. It's plenty of motherfuckers getting money out of the black community. And guess what? The black community still fucked up. And black folks. Not just because they living in poverty. Half of them motherfuckers, they might be living in middle class or what. They fucked up, too. I'm talking about mentally.
Yeah. Even the rich.
When the Black Party moved out, they didn't just go out into the black community with pen and paper. They went to them town hall meetings, too. See, just like on the movie Barbershop, remember when Ice Cube went to the town hall meeting when they were talking about redoing the whole,
gentrifying
the neighborhood and all the people out there to my mind. No, I ain't selling my property. I want to stay right here. This is what my ancestors had. This is where we was at. See, we got to be up in there in them type of place. And that's how we
exactly.
Do it.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying about the funding because you see where they putting the funding, where they gentrifying different things and where they buying out these people and buying their land from them and different things like that. You see what I'm saying? Maybe you can help them keep their property or keep their land or invest. You see what I'm saying?
We get our best brothers and sisters who are most articulate about our ideology and philosophy and get them, help them. We go out there with them, help agitate, educate, and organize the people at these places. We ain't going out there trying to get the people to put money over here and put money over there like we got some kind of fundraiser or something like that. If that's what we're doing, we don't have to even show up at them places. I'm saying we got to change the mindset of our people. We got to be up in them places talking about the miseducation process that's going on at the school that's right here in our neighborhood. How come our people got a school in the neighborhood and they don't talk shit about us as a people? And our people don't know nothing about themselves when they come out from school. And we're telling them to just go to school, get good grades so you can get a good job and go work for white folks or go work for some other people, everybody but your people. You ain't coming back to the neighborhood with none of that education you got to better develop your education. I mean, better develop the community that you come from. None of it.
Exactly.
So when we set up like that, when we understand some of our roles on a small scale, this is a small scale. This ain't no large endeavor. This is a small scale. When we come out of our shells and quit being like turtles and hiding out, we got to pick up these books. We got to actually understand our struggle so we can come up with good, correct ideas and formulate good, correct theories and lines and political lines and practice. We get out there like that with the people. When we move like that, we can change the minds. When we go out there, we come out there with our red, black, and green on, so they'll understand who these people is, too. We got to keep that going. We can't come out there just dressed up in our best Sunday dress and shit. We need some red, black, and green on. I ain't telling us to dress up in soldier uniform. You ain't going up in there for that because ain't nobody going to hear you. And they going to already turn their ear away because most people probably don't trust us anymore or don't know much about us because the white man already indoctrinated them further enough. We ain't coming, but we have to have something that lets the people know, okay, that's what them people was about. I've seen their red, black, and green on CNN and when they was marching about some cops killing them folks. Okay, so we do have some of these people out in the black community. Then they can kind of identify us, put some trust in us, get behind us, get with us, but we don't leave. And if we ain't lead, at least we can get them to participate. Because we already understand once we get some stuff built, the people understand one thing, they understand how to watch. And if they see something that works, they're going to hold on to that, especially when they know that they're the ones who did it. You know? And the most important thing is we can't let these smart businessmen and all these other people come into the picture and take it from us now, or write up laws to stop us from doing for us. So that means we got to have our people out there who know how this shit works in America. So we can sit down and not come over here and try to tell me not to do it, but to help me formulate ways around doing it without getting it tore down by these folks coming in with their laws or their enforcers of their laws. We got to put
right.
all those counts.
Right.
To me, that ain't no big qualified task. It's all of us. It's, we have to go to these places and sit down and hear what's being said by the normal people. People that's out there struggling. And we start at the bottom. We don't go, I don't want to go start with somebody already living comfortable. That motherfucker ain't on the outside. He's looking at us outside out here like, man, get on somewhere. I need to go down there where the
you
people is.
You trying to stop me from exploiting y'all, because once they get into their positions, they become exploiters of our people as well, because you ain't doing nothing but feeding to their capitalistic system. If you're not going to your own people's stores, if you're not going to your own people's stuff. So, comrade, we're running out of time. I want to thank y'all for joining me today. You are tuned into the New African Broadcast Association. I want y'all to get a closing remark together for me. Like I said, thank you all for joining me. Y'all always have good insight and perspectives. I love to talk to you, brothers. Like I said, call in every Friday, you know what I'm saying? Because we have to keep these conversations going and put out our new African people the right perspective, the way we should and where we need to be going. So we are tuned into the New African Broadcast Association. I want y'all to get a closing together while I do my little remarks. We do have the Operation Clean Water for Jackson, Mississippi. Reach out, 901-570-9080, 901-480-6540 for more information. Save the date, March 31st through April the 2nd, 2023, New African Nations Day. Come celebrate with us in Charleston, South Carolina. Save the date. All right, brothers, come on in. Give me a closing. And like I said, I love y'all. I'm going to go on and get off here. I got a meeting to go to in 2 seconds. So come on in. Like I said, I love y'all. Come on in and give me a close.
I'd like to close out citing the New African Creed number 4, 5, and 6. And that is, I believe in constant struggle for freedom, to end oppression and build a better world. I believe in collective struggle and fashioning victory in concert with my brothers and sisters. Number 5, I believe in the fundamental reason that our oppression continues is that we as a people lack the power to control our own lives. Number 6, I believe that the fundamental way to gain that power and end oppression is to build a sovereign black nation. I leave y'all with peace and free to land.
Ashe. Come on in, Brother King Wayne.
Brother King Wayne already stepped on out, comrade.
Okay. That's all right. Like I said, thank you, comrade Atiba. You know I got much love for you, comrade. Thank y'all. Salute. Hey, don't check out our other shows, Conversations with Comrades on Thursday night with Comrade Atiba and Comrade Yayra. Voices of New Africa on Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on the radio, 1600 a.m. and at 12 p.m. on Facebook Live. And then we have New Africans Perspective on Mondays at 1 p.m. Check out our other shows. You can join our association, NABA, the New African Broadcast Association. Much love, comrade. Always. Free the land. Thank you for joining the Truth and Power Corner.
Truth, so we can gain some power. Truth and Power Corner, Melly Queen, Fellas. Every Friday, we do it like this. Truth and Power Corner.
Yes, welcome to the Truth and Power Corner. How you all doing today? How is everybody doing? I got my brothers coming in. It's one of my favorite times of the day. So if you want to join us tonight, call in at 516-387-1549. And most need to join the call.
The truth be all up on ya. It spreads just like corona. Melly Queen is supreme truth and power corner. We spread the knowledge from Memphis, New York to California. We give the people what they need, truth and power corner. We give the people what they need, truth and power corner. Free the land by any means, truth and power corner. Melly Queen is supreme truth and power corner. Yo, this is real, it's not a dream, truth and power corner. Dropping black facts at this exact hour. Hear the bill of nation, call it black power. Rain the knowledge down like a black shower. Standing tall for the people like a black shower. We take the system down and build our nation up. Ain't no replacing us, ain't no erasing us. We got the system taken, cause they be facing us. We showing world love, cause they embracing us. We fight for independence, freedom is what's intended. See, we didn't start this war, but we about to end it. Our nation, we defend it. Yo, best believe we win it. Cause we always speak the truth no matter who offends. Cause they been lying to us and they mistreating us. Police be beating us, I think we've seen enough. Long as we stick together, then we will never fail. Come on, let's fight for freedom and build a better world. The truth be all up on ya, it spreads just like corona. Melly Queen is supreme truth and power corner. We spread the knowledge from Memphis, New York to California. We give the people what they need, truth and power corner. We give the people what they need, truth and power corner. Free the land by any means, truth and power corner. Melly Queen is supreme truth and power corner. Yo, this is real, it's not a dream.
We are gonna always continue to fight because this is our protracted fight. Salute to all of our political prisoners, POWs, elder comrades, and exiles. We are not doing enough to get them home. They are still suffering and being tortured and murdered daily. What are y'all prepared to do? Salute to all of our grassroots Black media platforms and our sisters and brothers that continue to bring us the knowledge and information to keep us connected. Thank you all for your hard work and service. Salute to Republic of New Africa, now President Sama, now Vice President Mama Aya, and our officials, ministers, ministries, leaders, and citizens of our new African nation. We encourage each of you to check us out at our website at pg-rna.com to find out more and how to support and donate to the nation. Free the land.